Hey, Mama. Are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. Hey, mama. Welcome to another CEO Mama Confessions. Today, we are talking all about, you know, that feeling of, am I doing enough in my business? And diving into what it actually means to set realistic business expectations as a mompreneur. So, if you have a business, if you started a business, 9 times out of 10, you are ambitious and driven. And when you are ambitious and driven and just a hard worker, someone who has goals, like a goal getter, all of those things, you are always striving for more, right? You're always thinking ahead to the next thing, which means one question that constantly comes up is, am I doing enough in my business? And that is me. I am always asking myself, am I doing enough? Questioning whether or not I'm doing enough. And I feel like it's become even more apparent with running a business as a mom, because we're, you know, we wear many hats. We have our mom hat, we have our, you know, wife hat, we have our entrepreneur CEO hat. You know, we are friends, we are, you know, somebody's daughter, somebody's niece, like all these different roles in our lives. And because we are juggling these different roles, these different responsibilities, we question whether or not we are doing enough in our businesses. And like I said, this is something that constantly comes up for me, and I have had to learn to check myself on, because I will get in this habit of looking at what other people are doing. And these are other people who are moms too. And I can easily fall into that cycle of comparing myself to them, looking at like the goals they accomplish and be like, man, I haven't done that yet. I haven't reached that point yet. And then I check myself, or I'm not even going to say I check myself. The Holy Spirit checks me and is like, girl, all that you got going on right now, do you really like have the time or the capacity to do what it takes to hit those goals right now in your life? And I'm like, nope. You're right, Holy Spirit. You're right. And it's like I said, when you are ambitious and driven, you are going to go there. You're going to question whether or not you're doing enough to hit your goals, to reach those next levels in your business and everything. And it all boils down to, are you setting unrealistic expectations of yourself? And this goes back to, you know, what I'm always talking about, building a business that fits your current season of life. Looking at your current season of life, looking at the actual amount of time you have available, the mental and emotional capacity you actually have right now. Are the things that you feel like you should be doing, do they make sense for that? And when I ask myself that, I'm like, no, it does not make sense. I realistically can't commit to those things right now. And it's hard, because we have these big dreams, these big goals, these audacious things that we want to do. And it's not wrong. It's not wrong at all. It's just that we have to set realistic expectations. We have to really look at all of the variables, look at, you know, the ages of our kids and what support we have with the kids. We have to look at, you know, again, those other responsibilities. Like, I'm a wife. I can't just ignore my husband, you know, dedicate every little free moment I have to this business. No, I gotta be a wife. And I love being a wife. I love spending time with my husband, you know? And so it's just, it's hard, like that internal battle. Like, it's such a tug of war because you want to spend that time with your babies and your husband, your family and stuff like that. But you really want to build this business. You want to accomplish these things in your business. And if you're someone like me who's constantly getting new ideas for new offers, you want to execute those offers. You're like, okay, I just need to do this, 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 and I can make this offer a reality. When it's like, okay, do I actually have the time to execute it at the level it needs to be executed at? So like I said, it's an internal battle, and I am right there with you, mama. I go through this, I want to say probably weekly, but when I catch myself spiraling, I'm like, okay, am I setting unrealistic expectations? And am I putting unnecessary pressure on myself? And so that's something you need to do, you know, have that heart to heart with yourself. Be like, okay, am I setting unrealistic expectations? Am I putting unnecessary pressure on myself? Do I actually have the time and the capacity to do these things? So like I was saying, with those unrealistic expectations, we can fall into that by looking at what other people are doing and feeling like we should be where they are. And when we do that, we kind of like completely ignore their past, like everything it actually took them to get to the point where they're at. We completely ignore that. Like, let's be real. We do. We just look at where they're currently at. And we can't do that. We have to acknowledge, like, okay, they put in the work. They've been in business more years than I have. Maybe they started their business before they had kids. And it's like, okay, you know, it's not the same situation. It makes sense that they're ahead. It makes sense, you know, that they've achieved these things and I'm not there yet, because our lives are different. How our business journey started, it looks completely different. So you have to acknowledge those things. Like, you have to bring yourself back down to reality, look at the facts, and in a sense, coach yourself. And this is something that in Life and Seasons coaching, it comes up a lot with my clients, because they're all ambitious. They're all driven. They all have these big dreams, these big goals, these things that they want to do, and they feel like they should be doing more. The women I work with, they are, you know, have bachelor's and master's degrees. Like, they, you know, they are phenomenal women. They've done some amazing things, and they come to me and like, why can't I do more? And it's like, girl, you a mama. You got two little ones. And it's not to say that you aren't that person who you were. Like, it's not to discredit your past achievements or anything, but your life looks different. The amount of time you have available looks different. The mental, emotional, and even physical capacity, it looks different. And that's okay. You know, we have to grieve that, because it does. Like, I think about even myself before I had kids, all the things that I accomplished, like traveling, I went on a missions trip to Belize. Like, I did all kinds of things before I had kids. And then looking at my life now, like, whoo, that's completely different. But it's not a bad thing. I love my babies. I love being a mama. But I do grieve and miss that old life, so to speak, miss that freedom that I used to have. And it's not a bad thing to miss that. It's not a bad thing to grieve it, you know, but you do have to think about that. Like, your life is completely different now. And so how you do things looks different. You know, you're not able to move maybe at the same pace or the same speed that you used to before. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're behind. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It's just how you operate, how you run your business is going to look different, and that's okay. So how to actually stop setting unrealistic expectations. So again, like I've been sharing, it's like, we have to stop holding ourselves to these unrealistic expectations and really being mindful of the advice you're getting, like whether it's a mentor or a coach or whoever, you know, regardless of what some of these coaches or mentors say, you aren't failing. Like, for instance, if you're not making money every day, if you're not making sales every day, you are not failing, mama. That's honestly not realistic. You know, there are some business owners, you know, I'm not even going to say they make sales every day. Maybe they do. Maybe there are some people who do. But in reality, the average person is not making money every day. Anyways, like that's a whole nother thing because, you know, there's content out there like that where be like, oh, if you're not making money every day, you're doing something wrong. No, you're not. You have your own goals. You have your own path that you are paving. And so you have to figure out what that is for you, what that looks like for you, right? What are your income goals? What do you desire? Maybe for you, it's not making money every day. Maybe for you, it's being able to go to Target, put whatever you want in that cart and not worry about how much it is, not worry about how much the total is when you get to the checkout line. Maybe for you, it's being able to, you know, get the kids to be like, you know what? We're going to Disneyland today. Like, not even worry about, like, just having that financial freedom to do those things without worrying about your bank account, without worrying that you're going to go into the negative or anything like that. That can be your goal. Not everybody wants to make money every day. Some people just want to be comfortable financially, to be able to go and drop $300-$400 at Target and not blink an eye. Be able to go and have an impromptu Disneyland day. Be able to plan a family vacation and not be like, ooh, that's a little bit too much. We got a budget for that. Or, ooh, you know what? We're going to have to plan for that. Where it's like, oh, no, that's the price. Okay, cool. Go ahead, book that. Like, that's what some people want, right? And so you have to figure out what is that for you. Don't let these other people tell you what your goal should be, what your vision should be, what your dream should be. You figure out what that is for you, mama. The next thing is that you have to stop comparing yourself to others who are further ahead of you. So I already shared about this, but again, just being realistic, really looking at, okay, they've been in business 10 years. I've only been in business 3 years. I'm not going to be where they are. And that's okay. Like, I'm not supposed to be. They've been in the game longer, and that's cool. You know, doesn't mean you can't learn from that person. It's just being realistic. And then this is an important one. Stop consuming content that makes you feel bad. I recently went on a Instagram mute spree. I muted a lot of coaches that their content made me feel bad. And so I muted them. And now I can't see their content. And I actually feel good now opening up that Instagram app. You can do that, mama. You do not have to continue following people who their content makes you feel bad, makes you feel like you're failing, makes you feel like you're not doing enough. Like, their content contradicts what you actually believe. You don't have to. You don't have to consume that content. You can mute them. You can unfollow them. The choice is yours. You have to protect your peace. And so anyone who has you constantly questioning whether or not you're doing enough in your business, constantly questioning whether you're doing enough as a mom, a wife, whatever, if their content makes you feel bad, either unfollow or hit that mute button. You have the right to do that. You have the right to choose who shows up on your Instagram feed, who shows up on your Facebook feed. You have that right, mama. And so if you need to do that, do that. While you listen to this episode, as long as you're not driving, pull out your phone, go through, you know, the people whose content makes you feel bad, go to their page and mute them. Okay, so that's part one of your homework for this episode. Like, that's one of your action items for today. The next thing is that I want you to really reflect on how you're currently doing things in your business and ask yourself, are you being realistic based on your current time and capacity? So again, your current season of life, the expectations that you're setting for yourself in your business. Does it make sense for your current season of life? If not, it's time to adjust those expectations. Are you trying to live up to someone else's standard of success? So we know people be throwing out there 10K months, 10K months, 10K months. Instead of looking at that, sit down and look at your expenses. Sit down and look at, you know, how much money you actually need to bring in. So considering, again, your monthly expenses for your business, for, you know, personal, your family, and then having extra money, whether that's paying off debt, whether that's to be able to go on those, you know, random Target sprees and drop $300-$400 and not blink an eye. Figure out what that is for you. And then you can decide what your definition of success is. I know there are some mamas who they have a partner who brings in very good money and they only want to bring in an extra couple thousand a month. And that's okay. But you got to figure out what that looks like for you. Maybe it's not even an income, like a certain number, like a financial number or anything like that. Maybe it's something else. But figure out what your definition of success is and you chase after that, mama. Stop letting these people who, I mean, honestly, a lot of these people be lying. They be lying about what they're doing in their businesses. And it's sad, it's unethical, but that's how some people operate. But don't let these people who are throwing these things in your face, trying to make you feel bad, like you're not doing enough, don't let them dictate what success is for you. Don't let them determine how you run your business. You do what is best for you and your family, okay? So that is your action plan, your homework, whatever we're going to call it for the CEO Mama Confessions. But that is it for this episode. I really hope that it speaks to you because, like I said, I've seen this come up a lot for my Life and Seasons coaching clients. It's come up for me and just other mamas I've been talking to, just feeling like they're not doing enough. And I want you to know you are doing enough. You are more than enough as a business owner, a mama, a wife, all of the things. You're doing amazing, mama. You remember that you built your business from nothing. You did that. You did that. Celebrate that. There are people who they're terrified to start a business and they stay in a 9-to-5 where they are miserable. You're not doing that. You're building your business from nothing. You are doing the thing. Like, you're killing it, mama. I want you to know that. All right, that's it for this episode. Well, mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.